What exactly does being a successful architect mean? Is it really possible to become one without a degree or professional experience? Architecture is one of the oldest professions around. The word itself comes from the Greek term architekto, meaning master builder. In ancient times, architects built temples and palaces, bridges and other structures. They also designed public buildings such as libraries, schools, and hospitals. Today, architecture has evolved into a profession where professionals design buildings from scratch. Architects create plans, designs, and concepts for various purposes. Their job involves creating new architectural ideas, and they often collaborate with engineers, interior designers, landscape architects, and other specialists. 1. Mastering your mind. This is arguably the most important step towards becoming a successful architect. You have to know how to think before you start drawing. What I mean by thinking is being able to understand things that go beyond what we see every day. You need to learn how to observe and analyze everything around you. Being able to do this could take years of practice and dedication. So if you want to become a successful architect, then first make sure that you master your mind. 2. Drawing skills. To draw well, you need to be comfortable with pencils and paper. If you are not, then you should get yourself some basic supplies and start practicing. Drawing is something that takes time to perfect. You don't just pick it up overnight. It requires patience, diligence, and hard work. So keep at it, even if you feel that you aren't making any progress. It may seem slow at times, but eventually you'll get there. 3. Learn how to read buildings. If you want to become a good architect, then you have to learn how to read buildings. You have to be able to look at them and understand their structures. You have to be aware of the materials they're made out of and how each material contributes to its structure. Not only that, but you have to understand how the building was designed to function, and how it's intended to last. 4. Know about architecture styles. Once you've learned how to read buildings, then you should learn about different styles of architecture. When you understand these styles, you'll be able to identify those architects who use them best. You'll also be able to tell whether a given style is appropriate for a particular project. 5. Understand building codes and standards. When you know how to read buildings and understand their styles, you have to understand codes and standards. These rules govern the way a building is constructed, how it looks, and how it functions. They dictate everything from size and shape of windows to roof pitches and height restrictions. It's important that you know these rules. Otherwise, you'll end up designing buildings that don't comply with regulations. 6. Practice. You have to practice what you've learned. Don't just sit back and wait until you're ready to apply for jobs. Go ahead and try applying for a job now. Then, once you get the job, start working. You'll soon realize that you're learning much faster than you thought possible. 7. Become a professional. Becoming a professional means becoming a member of an architectural association. An association is a group of professionals who share knowledge and help each other out. They provide advice, networking opportunities, and business referrals. In exchange, members get access to special discounts and services. In conclusion, becoming an architect is a great career choice and one which will provide you with many opportunities. While it may seem like a lot of work, it's really just a matter of learning the ropes. Just follow these basic guidelines, and you should find yourself creating beautiful buildings within no time.